There are two things that are often painful. The pain of loss, when we lose a loved one or someone we care for deeply, and the disturbing pangs of guilt. I remember once going through a loss, and I was crying, and one of my friends said, "The only thing worse than feeling the pain of loss is feeling nothing at all. Be happy that your heart is soft enough and sensitive enough to love someone that when you lose them, you can cry. Because there are many people who, after feeling the pain of loss, build a wall, harden their hearts, try to play it safe, and like that song in the 60s, they say, 'I am a rock, I am an island.' Why? Because a rock never cries, and an island feels no pain. In this world, once you open your heart, you have to be ready for pain. Not that we want it, not that we need it, not that even it's necessary, but it is a sign that your heart is open to people and to God, that you're sensitive enough to realize the value of the people you have been given who walk this life with you. And you are brave enough and courageous enough to love. Guilt is similar. When I worked in prison next to Attica and you spoke with the prisoners and you asked them a silly question because I just got there and I said, "Well, being a chaplain here in prison, why did you rob the guy?" And they looked at me like I was from Mars. I needed the money he had. I didn't kill him. "What's your problem?" "Ah, a different planet." You may think when you feel guilt, the goal would be to feel no guilt at all. But imagine when people commit horrific crimes of robbery and even murder and feel no guilt at all. Guilt, like pain, teaches us something is wrong. And I've repeated this many times. Guilt, like pain, says, do something about it. Your goal should not be to feel no guilt. Your goal should be to change the behavior, because it's a sign that you're sensitive enough to realize something is wrong. Our society sometimes likes to eliminate the feelings without curing the disease. It's like going to the doctor and says, "Well, how am I, doctor?" "Well, you have no pain, but you're dying of cancer." "Oh, great." No one would say that. People would say, "Give me a cure. Help me to be healthy." "But you'll feel nothing. Just take this medication. You'll be fine. You'll be dead in a week." No one wants that. The same thing with guilt. Guilt is a place that says, "Hey, something's wrong." It's not a place where you take up shop. It's not a place where you build your home and says, "Oh, the Catholic Church told me to be guilty. I have nothing to do. I got to think about this." No. Shut up, do something, or move on. That's how it should be in our lives. So these are things: the pain of guilt, the disturbing, gnawing discomfort of a loss, and even the tearful, painful losses that we feel are signs that we are humans, that we are alive, that we have a sensitive heart and a sensitive conscience. We should thank God for that gift. Cry when you have to, Feel guilty when you have to. Believe in God and build on that life. Form new friendships. Build new relationships. Change bad behaviors. So at the end of the day, you said, I cry and I live. I feel guilty and I change. And with the Lord's help, I build a new and better life. Slava Isusu Christu.